Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Backers of the Flathead Reservation Water Compact won one victory in the House today. Joining us to explain what happened is our Capitol reporter, Steve Jess. Steve, what was the victory that the backers of the Flathead Reservation Water Compact won today?
Well, the compact bill basically started the day in the House Rules Committee. The Rules Committee issued a ruling in favor of the Speaker, which would basically block the compact from coming up for a vote. But the House voted to overrule that Rules Committee decision and allow the compact to be voted on tomorrow. That vote was 52-48. It's the same as the vote on all the challenges to the Medicaid bill that were held last week.
But then opponents of the compact threw up another challenge to keep this bill from passing, right?
That's right, they did. Lee Randall, a Republican from Broadus, stood up and asked the Speaker to rule on whether the compact has to pass the House on a two-thirds vote, not a simple majority. That's because the agreement has a clause in it that protects the state from being sued under certain conditions. The state constitution says the state can only grant itself immunity by a two-thirds vote of the legislature. Speaker Austin Knutson agreed. The Democrats appealed that ruling, and so we're going back to the Rules Committee tomorrow to discuss this latest issue.
So the Rules Committee will be discussing whether this needs a supermajority, a two-thirds vote, versus a simple majority to go to the House floor. So what happens if the Rules Committee sides with opponents of the compact and says the bill does need that two-thirds supermajority vote?
It's very likely that Democratic leader Chuck Hunter will appeal the ruling to the full House. In the past week, as the House dealt with the Medicaid bill and now the Water Compact, the Rules Committee, which is controlled by conservative Republicans, has always ruled with the Speaker, and the full House has narrowly overruled the Rules Committee, overturned their decision every single time.
It does sound a little familiar. So even if the compact supporters lose this round, will there still be a debate and a vote tomorrow?
Yes, the House will probably debate and vote on the compact tomorrow, no matter what the Rules Committee decides. But the compact supporters could ask the Speaker to delay the vote for some reason. So far, that does not appear to be likely.
Why do these fights over the rules keep happening, Steve?
Well, as with the Medicaid bill, Eric, there are probably enough votes in the House among Democrats and moderate Republicans to pass the compact. But the House leaders, including the Speaker and key committee chairmen, are mostly hard-right conservatives who oppose the compact, just as they opposed Medicaid expansion. So the leadership is going to use the power they have to try to stop bills they don't like, and the power they have is the power to stop a bill from coming up for a vote, or in this case, the power to make it harder for a bill to pass by raising the number of votes it has to receive. Basically, what we're seeing is a struggle between the conservative leaders of the House on one side and a majority of the rank-and-file House members, made up of Democrats and moderate Republicans, on the other side.
Okay, so just quickly here, the next steps for the bill. Again, remind us what happens with this Water Compact bill tomorrow at the state legislature.
Tomorrow morning, probably around 10 o'clock, the House Rules Committee will vote on this question of whether it needs two-thirds. They will probably side with the Speaker. The House will meet, I think, at 1 o'clock. Minority Leader Chuck Hunter will challenge the Rules Committee's decision. And no matter what happens to that challenge, there will be a debate and vote on the Water Compact tomorrow afternoon in the House.
Steve, I know you're going to be following those developments closely, and we'll have the latest for us tomorrow. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Eric.
Steve Jess is Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter.